Time for the newsroom temperature check, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story today, Kevin?
You guys like grilled cheese?
Oh, Velveeta?
Grilled cheese sandwich.
Gonna be Velveeta?
Who doesn't love a grilled cheese sandwich? I like just a good old-fashioned, some white bread, some American cheese, throw it in the pan, let the cheese melt. Delicious, right? Who doesn't love a grilled cheese? Well, this guy ate 228 grilled cheese sandwiches in 228 days. For 228 straight days, he made himself a grilled cheese sandwich.
What's wrong with that?
Have you ever eaten 228 grilled cheese sandwiches?
No, but I could eat one every day. I love them.
I love them, too.
Let's do it. Let's start tomorrow, Mary.
No,
we'll bring in a little George Foreman grill or something right here in the newsroom.
We can do a countdown. Start at like 229, so you break the record.
I don't know if it's officially a record. He probably should have contacted the Guinness World Record.
He missed it by one.
He might have missed it. He's a Reddit guy, big on Reddit. He's got his Reddit feed has more than 400,000 members to it. He goes by Cheese Real Knight. I guess he got a job at a North Carolina grocery store, and he works in the cheese department. What?
It sounds like destiny.
His laugh makes me laugh.
I know. Here's another Curb reference. I brought up Curb yesterday. No. There's a big moment where Larry keeps going to this cheese shop, and it's a real cheese shop in Beverly Hills. And the cheese he wants, they're selling like crazy now because he keeps going to this cheese shop and buying the same cheese. Anyways, this guy has more than 400,000 members.
Could you just see the reporter say, well, what made you think of a grilled cheese?
Like, well, I work in a cheese shop.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he said. He talked to Food and Wine. He says he would have little odds and end pieces, and his gut reaction was to put it on some bread and toast it up.
I got news for you. That was not his gut reaction.
That was his gut reaction, was to make a grilled cheese sandwich. So he's tried it with all kinds. I mean, they got a huge variety of cheeses at this particular grocery store, and he just keeps making grilled cheeses. And
does he have soup too with it?
The
tomato
it's just
soup.
The soup. He says he lets the cheese sit out for 20 to 30 minutes before putting it on the bread. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Like Limburger. Ooh.
It probably helps the melting point and all that. So
right, room temperature.
He says his favorite kind of cheese comes from
cows.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. He said, "Oh, you know, it's Wisconsin. Yay. Maybe they're just, you know, maybe it's overhyped." But he says all the his favorite cheese is from Wisconsin. He likes a Bloody Mary cheese from Wisconsin's North Country cheese, and there's a Deer Creek the Rattlesnake cheese, a cheddar infused with tequila and habanero.
Mm. Wow.
Keep an eye out for those cheeses. But 228 grilled cheese sandwiches, 228 days, pretty impressive.
I work in the cheese section of the store.
Right. So where'd you come up with this idea?
Look around you, sir.
I sell cheese.
Right.
All that talk, and I just had to Google grilled cheese croutons because I've never made them.
I know Garten's all about the grilled cheese croutons.
Have you seen the new soup, the grilled cheese soup? With the tomato.
I did that for my
story husband just
once.
Bought some.
Was
yeah.
it good?
We haven't tried it yet. It's sitting on the counter. I said, why the heck did you buy that?
That was a temp check story I did like
a
month ago.
I remember that. And he's like, we got to try it. I said, you go first.
Is it a can or what is it?
Yeah, it's just like in a tomato soup can.
Yeah, it's like a tomato soup and then they jam a grilled cheese sandwich in there.
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't opened it yet.
That's not it.
I'll try some this weekend.
Mary, please try.
Mary?
I'll let you know. Okay, so we were talking about
that came to an abrupt.
We were talking about stories, you know, the whole dandelion thing, and it got me to thinking all the damage I've been doing to my grandchildren by singing some of these songs. Mm. So now I'm freaking out. So Ring Around the Rosie, look at that. You know, it's originated. We just did that the other day. I was playing with little Ella and Marshall and Ring Around the Rosie, Pocketful of Posy, Ashes, Ashes, We All Fall Down. What the heck does that mean?
That's about the plague.
It's about the bubonic plague. The ring was a rash that appears when you get the plague, and the ashes were the funeral fires that burn the dead bodies. I'm like, oh great.
I had no idea.
And then you think about Rockabye Baby, the cradle falls off the tree, the baby falls out. You know, that's good. And then,
what's that one, K-I-S-S-I-N-G?
Well, I'm
first
not going to sing
love,
that to my grandkids.
Marriage.
Then comes Mary pushing the baby
And then
carriage.
Jack and Jill fell down the hill, broke their crown. Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall.
No wonder we're so traumatized.
So my favorite song, though, to sing to the kids is the Itsy Bitsy Spider song. So
I love that.
I sang it to myself. I'm like, there's nothing bad in that because the spider gets wiped out by the rain pretty much, but he gets back up and he climbs again. So that's a good song. That teaches your, you know, kids to get back up and keep fighting.
What
so
about
I'll just
the
keep singing
song?
That one.
The Ladybug song.
What's
the
with?
Ladybug song?
Ladybug, Ladybug, fly away home. Your house is on fire.
Oh.
Your children are alone.
Oh, yeah. That's another one. What is going on?
So I'm driving in traffic on my way home the other day, honey, and I look over to the woman next to me, and she's singing the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
No, you have to do it, you know, with your fingers going up. The kids love that, and you wipe out the rain, and the sun comes out. You know, it's
she's
great.
Doing it right now for everyone who's not.
Yeah, it's good radio.
What's your story, Steve?
Well, now, Kev, what's the name of the restaurant you're going to eat at in Vegas?
Amalfi.
Amalfi,
oh, back
right.
To the food.
Bobby Flay. Have you ever eaten at the Spearmint Rhino?
I've not been to the Spearmint Rhino.
So not at all?
Not. What is it?
The Spearmint Rhino?
No.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Oh. Well, it's a place that's just off the Strip in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
It's one of a chain of adult entertainment clubs.
Oh, okay.
Since 19...
Any food there? Maybe a buffet? I love a Vegas buffet.
Or do they just have gum? Spearmint.
No, I think it's the buffet. I think that...
Oh, he's losing it. Here we go.
Anyway, I think they have a Vegas buffet at the Spearmint Rhino.
Why not? Goofy name.
Anyway, a guy who worked at the Spearmint Rhino until a few years ago split off and he started his own club and he called it the Peppermint Hippo.
Come on.
Yeah, it's true. So why don't you get us like cocktail napkins from each of them?
Maybe I will.
Okay. Well, they're suing each other. The Spearmint Rhino guy says the Peppermint Hippo guy has a name that is confusingly similar to his and that it would be confused in search engines and things like that. So he wants them to be forced to change his name. Now, the Peppermint Hippo guy says, hey, in the wild, hippos and rhinos coexist. Why not in Vegas?
Right.
Which I think is a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted you to be...
Okay, I'll put it on my list of places to visit in Vegas.
How long is the list?
It's long, Steve.
Well, give it a shot.
So do you have to be a hungry, hungry hippo to go to the Spearmint Rhino?
I think everyone going is a hungry, hungry hippo, Mary. There's a lot of hungry hippos in Vegas.
I'm just picturing these women dancing and Kevin at the...
I got my back turned, like grazing on some sliders. From some,
are these
like,
olive stuff?
Strip club.
Is there a spearmint in this?
Steve has the news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.